Welcome to the Ghost Rap Podcast. It's fast, it's fun, it's informative. This is your weekly dose of the news that matters on the markets with your host, the Finance Ghost. For more details on these stories and to make sure you get daily updates, visit ghostmail.co.za. The Ghost Rap Podcast is proudly brought to you by Mazars, a leading international audit, tax, and advisory firm with a national footprint within South Africa. There is a lot going on at MTN Nigeria, and it is such an important part of the MTN group, so let's start there. There are various strategic initiatives underway to try and sort out the negative net equity position at MTN Nigeria and the terrible losses that have been caused by forex issues. The core problem here is twofold. First, they simply aren't earning enough, which regulated tariff increases can help solve. But second, there's too much capex that is US dollar denominated and thus terribly expensive as the Naira depreciates. That is a lot harder to solve, of course, with plans to decrease capex as really their only option there. MTN shareholders will certainly hope that they can do that without damaging the business in the process. If you need to feel better about yourself as an MTN shareholder, maybe check out MTN Ghana, where things are at least moving in the correct direction for now. It's a different story in terms of currency exposure over at Datatech. This is a global business, and that means local shareholders see it as a rand hedge rather than an emerging markets business getting hurt by a strong dollar. That's still not quite right though, as Datatech does have business interests in places like Argentina and Brazil. Overall though, group revenue for the year ended February was 6% higher, and that's in dollars. Earnings, they look even better, with underlying earnings per share up tremendously from 7.9 cents to between 19 and 21 cents. This is really just one example of how you can give your money a passport on the JSE. Another example of a rand hedge is Capital & Regional, which holds UK-based community shopping centres. Here, of course, we are talking pounds, not dollars. With 9.7% growth in adjusted earnings per share for the year ended December 2023, that is a very decent hard currency outcome. The dividend was up 7.3% for the full year, so it's behind earnings, but not by much. Loan to value, that is moving a tad high, and that of course is a measure of leverage, up from 40.6% to 43.6%. That is still okay for the time being, but it is something to watch. The other thing to watch is how well the Guile Shopping Centre deal works out. They acquired it back in September on a net initial yield of 13.5%, which is a great price. Remember, in property, as in fixed income, a higher yield means a lower price. They expect that yield to rebase to 12% once they've gotten that shopping centre right, which implies solid capital appreciation potential for that deal. This, of course, is what you want to see from a property group and its deal making. Harmony Gold had a great start to the week in which it announced numbers for the 9 months to March, but then things deteriorated severely. They had an awful finish, with two separate loss of life incidents in the same week. This is a tragic reminder of how dangerous mining still is, and of course any loss of life is unacceptable. These incidents are investigated by both the company and the regulator, as the sector tries to minimize these incidents as far as possible. The market, of course, that does tend to focus on the numbers, with Harmony managing to increase gold production by 10% for the 9 months ended March. And that is very good timing, of course, because the average rand gold price received is up by 17% over the same time period. So not only are they earning far more per ounce and they are getting more of that stuff out of the ground, but the cost per ounce, that's also coming down, thanks to production efficiencies. And the end result? Well, an increase in group operating free cash flow of a whopping 171%. The cherry on top here is that full year production guidance is up, cost guidance per ounce is down, and even capital expenditure is expected to be less onerous than before. Aside from these terrible loss of life incidents, and particularly two in 1 week, which is very unusual to see, it's at least a good year for Harmony from a numbers perspective. There's a significant recovery underway in the poultry sector, and thank goodness for that, because this really is the core source of protein in South Africa, and food costs are already a huge pressure point for all of us, but especially, of course, South Africa's marginalized low-income groups. Things like load shedding put huge pressure on this industry that is already known for having very thin margins even when the lights are on. A reduction in Eskom's issues has made a substantial difference here, or perhaps that means the government just burning tons of diesel, with avian flu being the other wild card that has thankfully given the sector a break in recent months. At both Astral Foods and Quantum Foods, they don't care too much about why the load shedding has gotten better. They are just happy to report that headline earnings per share has jumped substantially for the 6 months to March. Astral hasn't quite recovered to 2022 levels yet, whereas Quantum is well ahead of them. The businesses are not perfectly comparable in terms of what they do within the poultry sector, but at least there are far more positive signs in this sector right now than negative. And as a country, we desperately needed to see this. And that's a wrap. Please remember that nothing you hear on the Ghost Wrap podcast should be taken as advice. Please do your own research and visit ghostmail.co.za for more insights into the market.